In order to bake the matzahs, after you have the right wheat and the right flour, so you need the right water. The right water that we have is you're supposed to have mayim shalanu. The reason mayim shalanu means is that it was out of the be'er all night, and it cools off, and it's supposed to be cool water so that the dough is not machmitz. You're supposed to draw the mayim shalanu at bein hashmashes, and it's supposed to be out of the be'er all night. All night is lav dafka. If all night is more than 12 hours, then it's all night. If it's less than 12 hours, then minimum it should be out 12 hours before you start baking the matzahs. And some people would just bake as soon as it hits morning, even if it's not 12 hours. The kitzur says that's wrong, although b'dieved, it's all right.
What's the reason for this?
What's that?
What's the reason?
The reason mayim shalanu, the reason for the minig mayim shalanu is to make sure the water is very cool, and it's going to be less. It's out of the sun, out of the be'er is going to be the coolest place for it. So you're supposed to be keeping it in a cool place also. Okay, if it's impossible to figure out exactly when bein hashmashes is, so then you should go a little earlier. But But way before sunset, or even a little bit before sunset, is not advisable, because then it's still going to be warm from the sun. The minhag is that you strain the water, and then after you strain the water, you cover the water and you keep it in a cool place where there's going to be no access to the sun. You can draw water one time for a number of days of baking, although it's better for baking, for drawing one time, for the next day's baking. And the minig was to draw it in a kli, which is glazed or a nice kli, rather than just a regular kli cheres, which is a bizayin to the mitzvah. Better than a well is to draw from a river, unless you happen to know that that river is overflowing with water that's melting, and therefore it's going to be warm. But in normal cases, river water is better than well water, because it's going to be cooler. A Jew should be the one drawing it, not a guy. Although we'll see in extenuating circumstances, you can have a guy do it also. And what's it called? And the reason for that is because even though this doesn't have to be lishma, the drawing of the water, but it's a machshir of the mitzvah, so it's a hiddur to have a Jew draw the water. If the kli that you are using had honey in it or had maperis in it, so you should do hagala on the kli. If it had davar charif in it, so even hagala is not going to work. The kli should not be a copper kli, because the copper kli also warms the water, and then it's going to be more likely to be machmitz. If a person doesn't have enough mayim shalanu, he can add other water also. But the other water should be a miut, and the best is if you have a ratio of 2/3 to 1/3, and that's even better. If the water is not mayim shalanu, you should try to get the water from an underground source, either a covered bore, a covered be'er, or a be'er that has a pump to it. It came out from an underground source. It won't be exposed to the sun, and it won't be so warm. If you're going to bake on Sunday, so then you have to draw the water on Thursday, because Friday is a problem. You can't get to bein hashmashes, and Shabbos you have the same problem. B'shas adchak, you can draw a little bit before shkia, or you're going to have a guy do it for you on Shabbos, so you'll have the mayim shalanu. There's a halacha, or there's a what's it called, a minig, a halacha, that if there's a mace, so they would pour out all the water that was in the house, or b'shasat kufa, they would also pour out the water, because it's considered to be a sakana to drink that water. However, the halacha is that shemer mitzvah layeda davar ra, and if that was yimayim shalanu, and you have it in the house, so you don't have to pour it out, and you could use that water. If a person though knows that there's going to be a mace, or that there's going to be it's going to be shasat kufa, so then you can protect yourself by putting metal in the water. So what they used to do is they would put like a pin, which a clean piece of metal, but you don't want to put your fingers in the mayim shalanu, because vaitra, that warms it. So they would put a string on the piece of metal, and then when they had to bake, so they would pull it out, so you wouldn't warm the water, and also you don't have to pour out the water, b'shasa tkufa, if there's a piece of metal in the water, however that works, it protects you from the sakana. So that's what we have on Mayim Shalanu. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow, see, we start the halachas of matzah baking. That will take us over the next 2 days, Be'ezras Hashem.